Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The drive is live.
The drive is live, and it is good to be back in the building. It took a few days. Ooh, I forgot about the
weigh-in. We gave you a new nickname while you were gone.
What was that?
Headshot Ron. And we allowed everybody out there, we made it very clear, we're talking about pictures. We're talking about the headshots you see.
Yeah, headshots.
Now, we allowed the listeners to take that headshot wherever they wanted to take it. Take it and run with it. And I was on the road, so I didn't see the text line. So that'll be all news to us.
Yeah. The headshot. You know, I can do a selfie now. Give me a good background back there.
Yeah. You were pretty safe because Chris Pardee, he was not real comfortable with really hammering down. Me and Tyler did it long distance. The last one, man, it was like your give a rip was out the window. Hat was backwards, kind of crooked.
Was it?
The glasses were on. The look on your face is like, I don't give
blasted.
A damn.
The
first two or three was like, yeah, I'm sexy. I feel like you just licked your lips. And then that last one was like, hey, I don't. You're on the beach drinking one of them pink drinks.
I had, man.
Is that my boy Ron?
I don't give two rips.
I had, man. Got up there. Because that, you know, you're on one of those strips, man. Hey, man, just go ahead and charge it to the room.
Oh, yeah.
What's your room number? 313, baby. Go ahead. Well, we got up there, paid that tab. Going up there, paid that room off.
There's a charge. Good weekend.
There's a charge. Damn. Hey, you know they try to get you. Hey, man, I didn't know the prices on stuff over there was what it was.
Are they expensive?
We tried to be smart about it.
Aruba, by the way.
Aruba, by the way. And we will get to our guy, potentially the next Texan, Nick Chubb. Please don't be nasty with that man's last name, guys.
You know
we got a Woody. We got a Woody and a Chubb in the building.
We got a Woody and a Chubb in that backfield.
And the potential of getting this news on a Monday, let me tell you.
A nasty-ass joke. So, but no, man, we get out there. We're like, hey, let's do this thing right, man. Let's go up to this. Let's find this grocery store. Let's get to the liquor store. You know what I mean? And shout out to my friend White Justin. We was on it. Like we're gonna try to keep this thing right. It's White Justin because there's another Black Justin on the trip. So they Justin and Justin. So we White Justin, Black Justin. And he was like, yeah, man, I've been on a strict diet leading into this. He was like, yeah, let's go get some snacks and let's get liquor right here, save on a little bit. I went in there, I was going, what's that? What's the Rocks tequila? That
Terramana.
That one. Yeah, I've been sipping on that a little bit. I walked in there. I bought a bottle of that the week before I left for about $33. I walked into this grocery store that had the liquor store in it. That thing was $79.
The tequila was?
Yes, the same bottle, like Tito's, like a regular bottle of Tito's was like $79.
Woo! Love that money.
Golly.
Slid down to that Absolute, man. You know me. Hey, I had to go down as far as I could get to. Slid to that Absolute. That was still $39 for a regular It was crazy.
Beer's expensive over there too, isn't it? Well, yeah. It's all expensive unless it's golly, I don't think it was Aruba. I can't remember. My neighbors went somewhere like that, and everything except for whatever I want to say was like Red Stripe was the most reasonably priced drink because they could get it easier there.
It just seemed like it in all, like when you went and bought it in bulk or when you bought it like that, it was, I mean, it was expensive. I couldn't believe that, man. Shoot, man, it was crazy. That's it. And hey, Tyler, they had that Blanton's over there, $5.19.
Woo. Yeah, I mean,
$519. And I'm just,
that Blanton's price tag here is bad.
All them tequilas you be drinking. That one, what's the one with the white and the
ceramic white and blue?
Yeah. That thing was like $700.
Rosé Azul, yeah.
I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, we could have take a bag over next time and sell it over there.
Yeah, I almost hit up Wade, said, hey, man, they got you a white Hennessy over here that I forgot to get you. But no, man, it was a good time, man. I just couldn't believe how much them cost was. But no, man, a good time, man. Get out there.
Glad you had a good time, man. You look tan, you look refreshed, you look ready to go.
Stay with my little jewelry. I think that was, I felt like that was the thing that really popped it off. My little
you don't
chain.
Have it on.
I ain't got it on. I had to keep it down, man.
You don't wear it every day.
Yeah, someone texted and said that gas is high over there. Man, this broad, at that, I had to go in to pay. You know, you just can't pay at the pump.
Right.
Like you can. I had to go in to pay. We had to fill that thing up, fill that rental car before we got in there. Told her, I said, yeah, let me go ahead and get 15 on 8. She handed me the receipt. I came back and I'm looking, and we had shot past $15 when that thing is pumping. I said, "What the hell?" I looked down, $25.50. How the hell did you? They don't even sound the same. I said, 15 on 8. She said, "Okay, $25.50." What the hell?
You must have been talking fast.
I must have, but no, man. Good time. All right, what we thinking about Nick Chubb? This thing ain't official yet. Multiple reports are out. Ian Rappaport earlier, Browns free agent running back Nick Chubb, one of the most decorated players available, is expected to sign with the Texans today if the physical goes well. We know last year he had the broken foot last year, but he also the year before had the catastrophic knee injury, very similar to Tank Dell. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you know the deal. It ain't been that long. What you thinking about this? How you feeling about adding Nick Chubb to this running back room that already includes Joe Mixon, who was a Pro Bowler last year, Damian Pierce, Dare Ogunbowale, and then the young man they moved up to go get in the fourth round, Woody Marks? How we feeling about this move?
Well, can we start with just, because we don't know if it's official yet.
No, it's not.
But that's not going to stop us from talking about the player as well. But can we just start with, as a fan of the Texans, we always talk about, at least on this show we do, I want my team to move in a certain way. It's easy after Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud came along and after you win 10 games 2 years in a row, and, boy, it's easy to just all of a sudden go, man, yeah, we're going to jump up. Boy, the next step is AFC Championship and Super Bowl, and a lot of that may be even reaching when you look back and you look at the struggles of the Texans last year and what really held them back and how difficult they're going to be to fix. But you like your team to move in a certain way. Let's not just talk about getting beyond 10 wins. Let's not just talk about AFC Championship or Super Bowl. Let's not just talk about taking advantage of C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson's rookie contract. Let's make moves that scream, we are ready to take the next step. We're a team that's locked and loaded and ready to weather an 18-week season and the playoffs and get to the end game being the Super Bowl. This, to me, with the Houston Texans, I've said it a million times, they need to address their running back room in a big, big way. You can't have a second running back on the depth chart that you don't trust to even play. You can't have a third down back on the depth chart that has to play only because you trust him, but he's not a chance. He didn't have a chance in hell of making a play in the offense, being an explosive weapon, that you cannot expect people to take you serious if those are your options beyond Joe Mixon, right? You just cannot expect anybody to take you serious. The talk is cheap. This is one of those moves for me. First and foremost, Ron, I look at what it means about the Texans. The Texans are dead serious about filling voids offensively. It's going to give them the best chance to fix the problems from last year, as well as add weapons to the offense that I believe will give him a chance to compete, at least in theory.
And you think Nick Chubb move, if this happens, which seems like
I think
it possibly will,
I think it
means that for you.
It could. I mean, what I'm talking about right now, though, is this move or even the thought,
effort to make it.
The effort. You go out, you move up in the draft, you get aggressive to take Woody Marks. You then turn around and Nick Chubb is viewed as the best free agent available right now. Damn sure the best running back free agent available. And you go get him. Now look, it's a risk with coming off an injury like he had, the knee and then the foot right after that. It's a risk. But to me, you at the very least get you a good number two running back that you can absolutely trust.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And to me, it's more about how the Texans have addressed, including this move, have addressed the running back room. It's hard for me to take you serious. Oh, we're going to run the football downhill. We want to be able to run the ball. We want to establish a run. No, you don't. No, you don't. You not with the guys that you don't even trust. Right now, they've drafted one aggressively, and now they've gone out and got the best running back that free agent running back that's on the market. I like those moves in theory for my football team to be making if we're really supposed to take them serious about taking that next step.
And again, Tyler will come through at any moment whenever that becomes official.
Yeah.
If it does become official, Tyler will come rolling through at any moment to get that across to you all. So stay tuned right here on Sports Radio 610 The Drive. We'll let you know about that. I am really intrigued, fellas, about... Like, we can do this dance all we want, and people are sending text in about what they think Nick Chubb could mean for it or what we think he could mean for it. I am really intrigued to see what the Texans' plans are for Nick Chubb, right? Like, when you make certain moves, there's something you envision, right?
Yeah.
Like, D'Amico has envisioned EJ Speed for something, right? Like, just to view him, or this is how we want to use him.
CJ
right?
Gardner
like,
Johnson.
Yeah, Gardner Johnson. This, we're bringing him in. This is how we want to use this. Because Nick Chubb's resume doesn't say number two back. Yeah. Right? He's coming off injury, obviously age and stuff. But it is a wonder, like, do they view him like, all right, man, we want to use him as, like, Joe Mixon is still our guy and our lead back. We're using him as somebody that gets 5 to 10 carries. Or are they in a different space of, like, he's going to be, like, equal? Or is there a space of, hey, man, this is full-out competition, and that he could theoretically take over the number one spot? I am just really curious and intrigued, and maybe we see some stuff even as early as mandatory minicamp next week, but I'm really intrigued to see their vision of how they see Nick Chubb being used.
I mean, I wonder what the vision and what's been communicated, because you look at Nick Chubb, it's thought to be a one-year deal, a prove-it deal. If he stays healthy and contributes, then next year he could make a little bit of money, especially with this resurgence of the running back room, if you will. So it is interesting what the dynamic is. I do wonder, can you sell to Joe Mixon that let's look at Detroit, right? It used to be San Francisco, you know, two, three running backs getting run, and you're just pounding. And then Miami used to be the same way. Now with Christian McCaffrey in San Francisco, it's like, well, he's getting the bulk of the carries. So let's look at Detroit, where they've got a two-headed monster that shares the load, and both of those guys can really do both. Now I know they're thunder, lightning, and if they're healthy together, but to me, it's got to be that, right? You got to sell to Joe Mixon that this is a 1-2 punch, 1A, 1B type of approach. And that's what you're hoping for. At the very least, if you get a Nick Chubb that, hey, just ain't the same dude because of the knee, if you get that guy, then I think you got at least a solid number two back that you can trust in critical situations. They didn't have that last year. So to me, this is a win for the Texans no matter what.
Yeah. I just say, you look at the signing, and, you know, there's some signings you can look at and say, all right, we see what that is. We're going to be a backup. When they signed Woody Marks, like, there's going to be a third down back guy that's going to be a pass catcher.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way.
Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.